a long and healthy life.
Money found and money lost. We're going to talk about both here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, I hope you got through the week and you had a great one. If not, you can kick back and chillax, as they say, over the weekend, hopefully. Although, as all of you know, it's a different world. It's upside down, and many of us work all kinds of different hours. So it's not that traditional Monday through Friday for a lot of folks. That's why I love you third shifters, because here we are deep into the morning hours, and there are at least 35 million of us just in the United States awake, alive and kicking right now. I want to know how many cups of coffee you're on. Is this your third, your first, or are you one of those people that take the five-hour energy fix? Yeah, because sometimes at the tail end of the week, that's when it gets long for a lot of people. All my good buddies listening to America Tonight, for example, in Georgetown, Kentucky, the fine folks at that Toyota plant, they are good people, and they've listened to America Tonight for a very long time. But wherever you are, if this is the first time that you happen to come across ATN, this is a place where you can voice your opinion in the overnight highway. Whether you're left of left, right of right, it doesn't matter. Whatever nook and cranny you hail from, it's all good. Because discussion is the name of the game. That's what leads to change. And if there's anything we know, I think most of us want something to change. Something has to give. I have never seen so many people so despondent over what's going on in Washington. I mean, of course, people have had frustrations with politicians and politics forever and a day since the birth of our nation. But not like this. I mean, not like this since I've been alive have I heard so many people talking about politics, frustrated by who represents them, and just worried to death over where we're headed as a nation, especially when it comes to jobs and the economy. And it makes sense because you have a high unemployment rate, you have people now more than ever worried about what's going to happen to them in the near future if they fall, especially into the middle class. Where are they going to end up at the end of their working days? Or you have people that are, many of you maybe even listening to this show, and that's why you're in the middle of a third shift, because you're stringing some jobs together, and at the same time you're happy you can string jobs together because you know people that can't find jobs. Speaking of finding things, how about this? This was a big story that maybe because of so many other things that are happening, it got lost in the sauce. But $6.6 billion in that lost Iraqi money has been accounted for. One of the worst stories I think that we ever talked about on this show, and a lot of people, everybody was talking about this, mainstream, not mainstream. At one point, it showed up on the radar screen, the fact that so much money had gone missing from the war chest of the Iraq war in the early days of the war. And they've resolved that. I guess there's some evidence that shows most of the money wasn't just missing, didn't just get ripped off somehow in a very chaotic, crazy time period, but it ended up where it was supposed to be under the control of the Iraqi government. Now, this is from the U.S. Iraq Inspector General's report. They concluded, wrapped it up, that the $6.6 billion, which, by the way, was shrink-wrapped cash. That's why it was so strange. It was bricks of money that the government thought was gone, now was safely accounted for. Remember, there was that testimony that it was shipped and it disappeared because the Department of Defense management controls were weak, and that the cash, you know, in part was drawn from international assets and all this other stuff and whatever. And so now they're saying, oh, no. We got it. Do you believe that, or do you think they're just saying that? We're just going to put that out there. They say the bulk of the money was actually transferred to the Central Bank of Iraq, $217 million in a vault in a former presidential palace, by the way, was held by the Defense Department. Most went for a variety of projects and payrolls and all that kind of stuff. And they found some of it at palace vaults, that 217. They found $217 million, and then it was turned over to Iraq. Well, I can't wait till Iraq turns over money back to us for what we did in this scenario that we did. How about some war reparations for the 10 years on the job? How about that? Yeah, we'd like that. We're ready. We got our hand out. We're not too proud, right, America? We're ready to take back some of the money that we lost in that endeavor. Moving from money found to money lost, that's the big concern for Leon Panetta and the Defense Department, because here's the setup. Right now you have this super committee trying to figure out a way to cut money, to cut over $1 trillion, $1.2 trillion. You got 12 people on the committee, 6 Democrats, 6 Republicans. And it's the same tug of war over taxes versus fees versus spending cuts. So what are the odds that they're going to be able to come up with something that Congress is going to like, vote on, and that's it? Or is it more likely that the trigger that was set up will go down and will happen before the end of the year? And if that happens, so the automatic across-the-board cuts of $1.2 trillion is what it would be. Leon Panetta says it's a doomsday mechanism, and the consequences of the reductions of over $1 trillion over 10 years, what that would do to the Department of Defense, it would be mind-boggling. He says defense is going to be really just crucified. So you have the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, stepping in, and others saying that the Pentagon budget was cut more than enough in the debt accord over the summer by the president and Republicans, and they can't possibly, that department can't suffer another cut, because who's going to suffer? Where's the sacrifice going to come from? Of course, their budget has swollen. It doubled to $700 billion in the 10 years since the September 11th attacks, and it doesn't include the trillion plus spent on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the trigger probably does fall. There's probably going to be a hit there, unless with all these meetings lately they've been having, the super committee, if they're able to come up with a plan that Congress says okay to, then Panetta and the Pentagon, they don't have to sweat it at quite as much. It's very scary to me when you think of Afghanistan, you think of other places where we have troops that are on hand and there's no pullback there, even if there's the pullback in Iraq. What are they left serving with? Where do you make those cuts besides to personnel? You move on from the personnel cuts, and then what materials, what supplies, if you will, what equipment, I guess is a better way to say it, what equipment gets knocked out as a result? Boy, it's the weirdest thing. We want you to volunteer, sign up and serve, do it again and again and again, not come home, maybe once if you're lucky in a year, and we want to give you the shoddiest equipment because we don't have any money left. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Tonight, the Rock Talk News moment. My pal George Russell has a good one. And we're going to mix it up with a couple of other things, too, on the lighter side, news you can abuse. Plus, we have our cheap movie review. But before we get to that, let's get down to the business at hand when it comes to the Euro. Yay, hooray, and an early Christmas, to be sure, on Greece, after 2 years of incredible riots that would pop up almost daily, furious people, and a more than shaky economy, the Greece crisis solved by Angela Merkel really pushing all the buttons, the chancellor for Germany. And that is good news for everyone in America, because if you have any money invested in anything, really, are you wanting the dollar to continue to tank, and other countries to adopt their own currency like it used to be? No, you want those countries to stay on the euro, and especially because of how fragile so many other economies are, Ireland, Italy, really Europe too, they're in just as much trouble, and Merkel knew that and really threw all her cards in and bossed, I think, Sarkozy around in France and said, listen, this is what we got to do. Bailout or not liking bailout, too bad. We have to do it. So I'm going to let you hear what the president has to say about that in a second. Before we go to what happened at that big meeting in Brussels, how about Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State? There's the speculation that maybe she would run for president. And there was a poll that came out that said Hillary would beat all of the Republicans if she were the Democrat running in 2012. Well, the Democrats had the chance to have Clinton on the ticket in 2008. Instead, they opted for Barack Obama. It's interesting, the fascination with Clinton and who she could beat and would she be the person that would win now after everything that's happened with her in the White House as the First Lady, and then, of course, going on to be a senator from New York and then taking the cabinet position that Barack Obama's administration offered her, Secretary of State. To me, Hillary Clinton looks like, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm finishing up here, and that's it. I'm out. I've played the game. I've been a public servant, and I am done with that life. Here she talks about Iraq.
We have elicited written assurances from the government of Iraq that it will treat Ashraf residents humanely, that it will not transfer residents to a country they may have reason to fear.
Yeah, because you know, now it's all about pulling this apart, troops coming home, what happens in that country when we leave. And the speculation is okay in the beginning, and then things really start to unravel. I think that's more likely to happen in Afghanistan because there are more people that are more illiterate. If whoever's going to feed them or give their family what they need, they'll go with that. So once again, if it's the Taliban or whoever, that's what will happen. I see that more as the problem with Afghanistan than Iraq, but it's a wait-and-see proposition because we're not even, the convoys haven't rolled out of there yet at this point. And, of course, we have diplomats that are staying behind, a whole lot of them, to continue to nurse that new government to the best health that it could possibly be in. All right, here's the Prez, speaking of health and the economy, here's the Prez on the Euro debt. How he's pretty pleased, I would say, and it certainly has calmed down the rock and roll markets.
I was very pleased to see that the leaders of Europe recognize that it is both in Europe's interest and the world's interest that the situation is stabilized. I'm glad to see that progress was made in the recent meetings. I think it is an important first step. We've seen that the message that they are going to deal with this in a serious way has calmed markets all around the world.
Yeah, that's the key thing that we want to see. We don't want the dollar, like I already mentioned, going in the opposite direction, and Greece wasn't going to do anything for Europe and would have sent everybody scurrying for their own currency. So it really would have had an effect around the world, not just on what's happening in Greece. And I think a lot of people misunderstood that, didn't really realize, well, geez, what if they're on the brink of stalling, their economy stalls, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean to the rest of us? Well, already we know a global recession is out there flying around. It doesn't mean that still won't land, but if nothing else, it puts it off, and maybe something in the interim happens that changes around the fates and fortunes, even of Europe. But now it's a wait and see, bail out Greece and see, if we look in our crystal ball, what we can do to keep things moving in the right direction instead of going backwards, right? Instead of going backwards. I don't know what, in looking at the economy, I saw a story today about strong spending is pushing the economy up. And at first when I saw the headline, I thought it said 25% in the third quarter. I'm like, wow, then I have been asleep at the wheel. 25%, that can't be right. And it was 2.5% because they're saying over the summer it grew modestly. The first 6 months were pretty much disastrous. So then that bounced things back a little bit. They're talking about July through September. It nearly doubled the 1.3% growth in the April-June quarter. And, of course, it was a huge improvement over the first half of the year. Nothing was really happening over the first half of the year. And, you know, the GDP and they're talking about consumers and what they spending at a rate of 2.4%. Well, that means they bought more cars. You and I bought more cars and furniture, spent more on healthcare and clothing, how to combat really, really brutal temperatures in the summertime. I mean, listen, I don't care if you're 19 years old and you're listening to me or you're in your 80s. Nobody, when you have oppressive heat, wants to sit and melt and not turn on the air conditioner. Once that thing flips on, whew, you're talking about some people had bills for like $500. How do you pay that when that's not in the budget? $500, $600. And we're talking about for places that are, you know, maybe 2,300 to 2,500 square feet, high gas prices, all that kind of stuff. So the number is actually good. Is it a super encouraging sign? We're a nation of takers, not makers. We have to turn that around as much as possible. As long as we continue to do that, I think that we're still in trouble. It might be looming a little bit off in the distance, but even though the economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter, I don't think it's anything to throw a party about. The concern is out there, and a lot of it is because those manufacturing jobs, all that kind of stuff, a lot of it is gone because, frankly, these companies can do it cheaper someplace else. And whether it's the taxes combined with the rate for the employees, they feel like they're getting a much better deal, so they're not looking to come back home unless the corporate tax is significantly altered. And I don't see that happening in the foreseeable future. That's still a huge tug of war in Congress. A huge tug of war, absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, as promised, do you ever wonder who the people singing that you like in these bands, who they like, who their influences were, who they listened to? I mean, do they listen to other people's music? Of course they do. A lot of times they're music encyclopedias, if you ever talk to anyone that's in a band. Usually they seem to know everything about every genre of music. Stay with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Music, right? Maybe different kinds of music. Even the other day when we were checking the mailbag, people were commenting on the musical returns done by my wonderful crew, Donovan Madsen, and of course Matt Johnson. They have interesting tastes, I think, in music. And some of you have commented, like I got this email from Sammy who said, "What was with the techno stuff the other day? I wasn't sure it was. I was trying to figure out what it was." And it's good. They'll throw curveballs in there that I can't tell you what it is. I have to ask them. I have no idea. I just know I like it. And I do like, I like techno music. I do. I like reggae music. I like rock. So I kind of like music across the board. And I think a lot of people listening to this show, since you come from all different walks of life and all different ages, I think it's pretty much the same thing. If I were to ask you what's in your iPod, if you even have an iPod, maybe you just have an Android phone and you have the music from iTunes listed in there, I bet you we'd find some interesting stuff I think, across the board pretty much with this crew, really. And that's the same thing with me. If somebody went and took my iPod and looked at it and downloaded everything, they might be a little bit surprised by some of the stuff. It's a mixture of old and new, too, if you wanted to go with different eras. I've got, you know, I don't go back. I don't have anything 50s, 60s, but late 70s up. That's what you would probably find with me. Anyway, my pal George Russell does a great job with his rock talk radio news. And this time around, he's talking about musicians and what they like to hear. What are they listening to? Take it away, George.
I'm George Russell with your Rock Talk Radio News. Did you ever think other musicians listen to other musicians' music and actually have favorites? I'm about ready to show you that they do, and they can actually remember their favorites from 35, even 40 years ago. That's next. There are countless compilation albums from several bands and single artists out there that we've all heard and buy again and again. These compilation albums are usually put together by the band, the producers, and the record companies. But when was the last time you heard of a compilation album that was put together by your peers? Is. Well, Judas Priest has just done that, released on October 11th, The Chosen Few, a 17-track album, and all of the songs were chosen by those in their field. Rob Halford, the man with the 8-octave range and lead singer of Judas Priest, had this to say about it.
Chosen Few is a really unusual release for Judas Priest because in the 40-odd years of the band's existence, this is the first time that we've put together a bunch of songs that have been picked, not by ourselves, but by friends of the band, peers, rock legends, heavy metal legends. It's really fascinating to kind of get into the head of Ozzy Osbourne.
It's not as if you haven't heard any of these songs before and have probably 3 or 4 albums with these songs on it. It's maybe having one of your favorite songs be the same favorite song of another rock legend. For instance, Diamonds and Rust was chosen by Joe Elliott of Def Leppard. James Hetfield from Metallica picked Victim of Changes. Slash from Guns N' Roses loved Screaming for Vengeance. Alice Cooper and Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath loved Living After Midnight. Hey, maybe some of them on there are your favorites as well. It's out now, Judas Priest, Chosen Few. I'm George Russell. That's your Rock Talk Radio News.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, George. Takes a lot of different angles on that. Good stuff. And I would be curious about that. I would be curious about some of even the younger guys that are out there now, what if they were to go back and they were looking at other legends or other people that might have inspired them when they were younger, who would it be? I know the Rolling Stone sometimes does this kind of stuff where they rate bands and they look back and all that. On all that kind of stuff, but that would be interesting to me, to say the least. All right, when it comes to these bands, I think surviving and thriving is also key. A lot of good musicians, unfortunately, have checked out. We had a caller that called up earlier and said, hey, it's a good day when you're above ground. My grandfather used to say that. It's a good day when you're still out there kicking, you're still out there doing it. So there are some birthdays to celebrate, a few of note worth mentioning, because we've been doing the birthday thing again. So let's talk birthdays here on America Tonight. And celebrating a birthday, Joaquin Phoenix, who does he celebrate a birthday with? Well, check it out. You know who Joaquin Phoenix is, right? 37 years old. He's done a ton of different roles. He was Johnny Cash in Walk the Line. He played the evil bad brother in Gladiator, if you go back even further than that. 37. Julia Roberts, does she need an introduction? Erin Brockovich, Pretty Woman, you know, pick a movie. 44 years old. How about the most hated man on my list, anyway, of bad guys in the world? Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, 55 years old, the president of Iran. Bill Gates, the man behind Microsoft, the CEO of that company, 56 years old. Bruce Jenner, who now shows up a lot. I think he's married. He is. He's married to Kris Jenner, who is the mother of all those Kardashians. So there's a reality show, which I haven't seen ever one frame of it, but I know it exists. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'm sure he's featured at points on that. But if you remember, back, if you Googled Bruce Jenner and you looked at what he looks like now, where it looks like he's had tons of plastic surgery, you go back to 1976, he was an incredible decathlete. He was amazing. He won an Olympic gold medal in 1976. Remember Dennis Franz? If you watch TV Land, some of the good old cop shows, you go back and watch that if you missed it. Like Hill Street Blues, I never saw any of that, but I've gone back and seen a few of them. It's interesting to watch those. And NYPD Blue, for a time, was pretty hot, and he was one of the stars of NYPD Blue. He is 67. Bruce Jenner, by the way, 62. Charlie Daniels, you know, the devil went down to Georgia, 75 years old. Interesting, huh? So some big birthdays, I guess, Hollywood wise. And then over the weekend, same thing. You have Winona, I Don't Shoplift Anymore, Ryder, 39 years old. She's been in a ton of different movies. Girl Interrupted, that was a famous one for her. One of the voices of Homer Simpson and some other characters, Dan Castaneda, I think that's how you say his name. He is 53 years old. Richard Dreyfuss is 63. He was, if you go back to the 70s, he was in Jaws. He was just a kid then. How about, let's see, who else is celebrating a birthday? Amit Paul, he's with the Swedish pop group. We were talking about music there, the A-Teens, 27 years old. The a guy named Ben Foster, 30. He's part of Disney's Flash Forward. Gabrielle Union, Bad Boys 2. She was in that. She's on Bring It On. 38 years old. Wow, 38. She looks a lot younger than, I think, 38. And then also over the weekend, Gavin Rosdale. This is a group that I used to listen to a lot. The rock band Bush. He was the singer and songwriter who co-founded that band. Now, see, that's alternative rock. 43 years old. Harry Hamlin from a hit show, I think, in the 80s, L.A. Law, 59 years old. Henry Winkler, who was part of Happy Days, he was the Fonz, 65 years old. We're back to music again. Grace Slick, 71 years old. She was part of Jefferson Airplane / Starship, because as they moved their name in a different direction. So just some of the birthdays of well-known people that are coming up in the next 2 days. And, boy, it wouldn't be America Tonight if at some point we weren't talking about the history of yesteryears, right? And our history includes on the 28th, what was the day known for? A couple of things that are worth quickly mentioning. One of them is if we went back to 1919, you know, it was so big, Congress enforced prohibition. Oh, yeah, boy, that led to a lot of different things. There's a great Ken Burns series that's on PBS right now. It'll knock your socks off. If you're ever sitting around, you can tape it. If you have a DVR, DVR it, and it'll make you go, wow. There was things that even I had no clue about with the whole prohibition deal, and that's when it started, 1919, October 28th. How about that? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was talking about Greece and the bailout and the euro. If we go back to 1948 and World War II, Italy invaded Greece on this day, on October 28th. Mussolini's army, already occupying Albania, invaded Greece because they were right there. It was a disastrous campaign for the Deuce's forces, however. Mussolini surprised everyone with his move against Greece, even his ally Adolf Hitler. Cheap movies next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter's Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Another weekend means you might be checking out a flick. Great Escape, as I always say. You go into the theater. It's dark, huge screen, you know, great flick. If you can find something you like and it entertains you for 2 hours, like I said, it's a great way to get away from all the noise around you. And I find that two things work for me. Smashing golf balls out at one of those ranges, or dipping into a movie, unless it's just terrible, awful. I've only ever walked out of a couple movies in my life. I think two times I did it. It's been a very long time. I like Justin Timberlake. Don't know if I'm going to like this movie or not, but here's a snippet of In Time.
To introduce my mother-in-law, Clara, my wife, Michelle, and my daughter, Sylvia.
Whoa, where's the rest?
Never met the quota.
My units are up from last week.
So is the quota.
Just want something to make up with more time on my hand than hours in the day.
How old are you?
22. 28.
I'm 105. But the day comes when you've had enough. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
Sure as hell wouldn't waste it.
Last time anyone saw him alive, there was over a century on this clock.
Well, all the time.
His name is Will Sellers.
You can't hide 100 years in the ghetto.
You know that time will get you killed.
Hey, Mom, I'm gonna get out of here.
I just wouldn't know what to do if I lost you.
I don't believe we've had the pleasure of your company before, Mr.
Sellers. Will Sellers.
I'm sorry to have to break up the party, Mr. West. I just need a word with your friend.
This is my destiny.
Please take me home.
Can't do that.
Why?
You're keeping me alive. How can you live with yourself watching people die right next to you?
You don't watch. You close your eyes.
I'm gonna make them pay. I'm gonna take them for everything they've got.
Come on, help yourselves.
Take the time, it's free.
You put enough time in the wrong hands, you upset the whole system. Let's hope so.
If this works, we gotta get more.
I can help you get all the time you want.
You know we're coming to get you.
Will, look out!
His crime wasn't taking time. He was giving it away.
All right, so will this resonate with the audience? Eh, not sure. You know, the whole idea stops 25, that's it, you heard them say that. Money and aging, that's it. The only way to stay alive is you have to earn or steal, and there's been kind of twists on this theme before using something different, but playing on the same theme of age and time and whatnot. Amanda Seyfried is in it, and also Justin Timberlake and probably some other people you would recognize, too. The good news is it's an hour and 49 minutes. It's science fiction, fantasy, action, adventure, and usually Justin Timberlake's stuff has been pretty good, so might be entertaining. I think I'm going to wait till it comes out on video. We move to the next one, Johnny Depp, if you're a fan. This one looks a little crazy. It's called The Rum Diaries.
Puerto Rico. I came down here looking for a story.
It's called journalism.
Your resume, huh?
Don't look so anxious. I wouldn't have paid for your hotel if I hadn't already hired you.
But I found the strangest paradise on earth.
Hey, you made it.
Thought you said you had a TV.
The guy across the alley has a TV. I have binoculars.
It's where your secrets come to dance.
Don't notice the wig. Whoa.
And the voodoo works its magic. And if the drinking doesn't get you into trouble,
how does anybody drink 161 miniatures?
Are they not complimentary? The women definitely will.
I thought maybe you were a mermaid.
I'm from Connecticut.
Stay away from her. She's Sanderson's fiance.
She's sunbathed in the nude. Take it like two maracas. She's a sweet little beauty. I was looking at his boat.
We've all been down on her. It's a wonderful experience.
Now, all this might sound like some crazed hallucination, but it's all true. I think.
This place is a sea of money, Paul. And there's people like me who know how to get it out.
Isn't that kind of thing illegal?
It's an inappropriate comment.
We've nailed this bastard to his own front door. I got a story for you.
I'm going after him.
Are you out of your mind?
I bet you scream before I do.
No such thing as 470 proof alcohol.
What we do is private.
Front seat's gone.
I've got a brilliant idea.
Try and look normal.
All All right, so this movie, a little bit different than what we were talking about with Time is Power, which is, doesn't have a lot of comedy in it. This has a lot of comedy in it, and that's the idea. It's wacky, off the wall, Johnny Depp at his best. If you remember Fear and Loathing in Vegas, I thought that was a pretty good offering from Depp, and of course his portrayal in the pirate movies, especially the first one, was pretty funny. And the idea here is, in the Rum Diary, if what you could pick up from it, you're talking about a guy, a journalist, who travels to Puerto Rico to write for a local newspaper, so imagine that. And then he just starts to really enjoy his life down there, soaking up all the rum, shall we say. Aaron Eckhart's in it. Depp, like I already mentioned, Richard Jenkins, he's pretty good. A good cast. This one could fare pretty well. It's not going to be number one at the box office, but it's definitely entertaining. This is for the kids and the grandkids, I think, for people listening to us. It's called Puss in Boots.
You may know my name, but you do not know the legend. I protect the innocent.
We owe everything to him.
And in my brave but noble quest for justice, nothing will distract me. Oh.
This November, murderous outlaws have discovered an ancient power. With it, they can destroy the world.
Puss, can you help us? There's no time to waste.
I will do it.
Puss!
Humpty Alexander Dumpty. We're going to need her. She's Kitty Softballs.
I'll steal you, blind, and you'll never even know I was there.
She is a bad kitty.
When the world is in danger, only one hero...
Buzz, watch out!
...has what it takes.
No!
Holy frijoles.
To fill these boots.
That's a lot of heel for a guy, don't you think?
Nine lives.
Arrest them!
You got any idea what they do to eggs in prison?
I'll tell you this. It ain't over easy.
Oh...
One destiny. My name would become legend. DreamWorks Puss in Boots.
All right, make sure you bring your own candy if you go to the movies. That's my advice, so it won't cost you $30. If you do have grandkids, it's probably a good one to take them to. Have fun and give us a report back, your own cheap movie review, if you will, if you go and see any of the flicks we just mentioned.